Chapter 34. "You mean that?" Molly said.
"What?
That she won't have to come in again?"
"No," Jesse said. "I didn't. I just figured we'd squeezed her enough for today."
"Yes," Molly said. "She was going to break down on us if we pushed her more."
"I still have the issue of the kid to deal with."
"We skirted around that pretty good," Molly said.
"We did," Jesse said.
"Of course, Kim's not the brightest bulb in the string," Molly said.
"You think she likes swinging?" Jesse said.
"No."
"So why do you think she does it?" Jesse said.
"I don't know, but I'll guess it has to do with her husband."
"I was starting to worry about you," Jesse said.
"I was pretty convincing," Molly said.
Jesse grinned. "When you decide to get into swinging," he said, "can I watch?"
"Ugh," Molly said. "Ugh about swinging or ugh about me watching?"
"All of the above," Molly said. "I especially like her saying that there's less infidelity among swingers." "Depends on how you define unfaithful," Jesse said.
"Like it's okay if we both do it," Molly said.
"Or it's okay if we each give permission to the other one," Jesse said.
"Right," Molly said. "Eat this apple, Adam. It's okay if we both take a bite."
"Boy, you are retro," Jesse said.
"I am," Molly said. "And no remarks about Native Americans."
"Moi?" Jesse said.
"Vous," Molly said. "My one-night stand with Crow was infidelity. I'm not exactly sorry I did it, but it was unfaithful to my husband and my marriage, and I know it, and don't pretend otherwise."
"You love your husband," Jesse said.
"I do, and did while I was unfaithful."
"You're okay with it?"
"Yes."
"What if he'd given permission?"
"Permission schmission," Molly said. "It's still infidelity, and gussying it up with a bunch of free-to-be-you-and-me crap doesn't make it otherwise."
"So you were just pretending when you told her how tempting it was to you," Jesse said.
"I was," Molly said.
"God, you were good," Jesse said.
"Everybody says that," Molly said.
Jesse grinned again. "Does this mean I'm not going to get the chance to watch?" he said.
"I'll put you on the list," Molly said. "We going to look into Mr. Ralston?"
"We are," Jesse said. "Ms. Wexler, too, I think."
"How about the clock kids?" Molly said.
"Step at a time," Jesse said. "First I'll find the Nighthawk, then we'll save the children."
"And after that?" Molly said.
"Probably leap a tall building," Jesse said, "at a single bound."